Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no doctor's jazz in my dreams.
Something I will do every so often on this Dr. Jazz program is to explore the many hundreds of songs that have become known as jazz standards. I believe that for music lovers to fully appreciate jazz, it is very helpful to be familiar with the melodies and lyrics of these songs. Most of them were composed many years ago by the great songwriters. The first of seven standards presented on today's Dr. Jazz Hour is They Can't Take That Away From Me, written by George and Ira Gershwin for the 1934 Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers film Shall We Dance. Mel Torme included it in 1956 on his Sings Fred Astaire album. Then you'll hear an instrumental version of They Can't Take That Away From Me on tenor man Zoot Sims' Gershwin Brothers release of 1975. Oscar Peterson on piano, Joe Pass guitar, George Mraz bass, and Grady Tate on drums.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. Can't take that away. Can't take that away from me.
We are exploring jazz standards on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Two for the Blues was composed by trumpeter and bandleader Neil Hefti in 1956, with lyrics added by John Hendricks. Natalie Cole sang it on her 1996 album Stardust. And in 1962, bassist Ray Brown with altoist Cannonball Adderley recorded Two for the Blues with a big band.
For the blues, baby and me. Two for the blues, blue as can be. Two for the blues, couldn't agree. Two for the blues, indigo hue.
Now stop with your weeping and wailing, it's making you bluer.
Two for the blues, what can we do?
So kiss a man and see if your troubles are few.
Two for the blues, said we were through.
Sing what's up, by the way.
Other night,
what you do?
Had a fight,
him and you.
Quite a spat,
so what's new?
And that was that. Now we're each so lonely,
yeah.
Missing our one and only,
yeah.
A wondering how to lose our blues.
Tenor saxophonist Benny Golson composed I Remember Clifford in 1957 as a tribute to trumpeter Clifford Brown, who was killed in an auto accident at 25 years old. The Manhattan Transfer sang it on their Vocalese album of 1985 with lyrics by John Hendricks. The big band of Quincy Jones recorded I Remember Clifford in 1959 with trumpet solo by Clark Terry.
He was a king, a
crown.
I know I'll always remember
always
the warmth of his sound.
Was in his sound.
Lingers so long, I'm sure he's still around. For all those who heard, truly they repeat him, yes. So close that he won't forget.
And the ever-present sound that abounds in his praise echoes throughout the universe. For endless spans of time, uncountable by days, the pretty little peacock passages Clifford plays. They are with us now, and I'm positive that they will endure. Should time and sacred circumstances allow, yes, they live forever.
Feel that Clifford spirit hanging round somehow.
Remember
each and every single day. I hear his lovely trumpet tone,
such exquisite
in every horn that seems to have a sound that's all its own. So somebody tell me how.
How can we ever say for certain someone that played like Clifford Brown could play? Could really be said to have gone away? I only know that I hear him now, and I believe that I always will. You've got to believe.
I remember Clifford still. Yes, I hear him still.
I know he'll never be forgotten. He was a king on crown. I know I'll always remember
Clifford Brown.
I'll always remember.
The next standard presented on this Dr. Jazz Hour is Blue Skies, written in 1926 by Irving Berlin for the Broadway musical Betsy. Ella Fitzgerald included it on her Get Happy album of 1958. In 1947, the swing band of Boyd Rayburn made a radio broadcast version of Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Recipe time now. Take one Buddy DeFranco clarinet, Pete Condoli trumpet, Hal Schaefer piano, mix well, and we have a swell serving of Blue Skies.
Thank you.
We are enjoying jazz standards on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler wrote the pop song Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea in 1931. Toots Thielemans recorded it in 2006 with vocal by Madeline Peyrou. Then the big band of Bob Crosby will do Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea in 1937.
Devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. How to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. And I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between. You've got me in between. You've got me. The deep blue sea.
the Autumn is the next standard to be featured on this Dr. Jazz Hour. It was written in 1949 by Ralph Burns and Woody Herman, with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. During the swing era, big band leader and pianist Claude Thornhill recorded it with Fran Warren at the microphone. Terry Gibbs on his vibraphone and Buddy DeFranco on his clarinet recorded Early Autumn in 1997 while on a cruise ship.
This is a composition called Early Autumn. We thank you very much.
The seventh standard of the day was written by the team of Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields for their 1932 Broadway revue, Clowns in Clover. The standard is Don't Blame Me, sung by Ethel Waters in 1933. And we'll complete this program with a quartet version of Don't Blame Me in 1955 by pianist Hank Jones, with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Eddie Jones on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums.
The lucky night I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool, falling head and heels in love like a kid out of school. My poor heart is in an awful state now, but it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see, when you do the things you do, if I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as any kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me. If that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love, you got to blame that kiss, 'cause it's sweet as any kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me.
join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.